Okay, we're beginning here at the bottom of Nuched Amud Bet. If you remember, the Mishnah discussed a case where an individual had sent his friend to be Mekadesh and Isha on his behalf, and instead the friend went ahead and did and was Mekadesh the Isha for himself. So the Gemara says that Masha Asa Asui, what he did is done, meaning that he is married to this woman. What he did was inappropriate, it was deceitful, and he shouldn't have done it. Now the Gemara wants to know, why does our Mishnah over here use the term Chaveiro when it's describing the din, yet in the previous parak, right, it says, why over there in the previous parak, when he sent out his Shliach to be Mekadesh on his behalf? So why does the Mishnah not consist in using either Shliach as the party or the Chaveiro as the third party? So Gemara says, well, that they wanted to teach us a Chiddush in each of these instances. Hacha Rebuta Kamashlan, Hotam Rebuta Kamashlan. Over here there's a Chiddush, and over there's a Chiddush. Hacha Rebuta Kamashlan, over here there's a Chiddush, the Tana Shlucho. Had our Mishnah said, Homer Lishlucho, Ava Mina Shlucho, Hu Dehava Ramai, that when he appoints an agent to act on his behalf, that's when it's deceitful to go and marry the woman for himself. It's a Samcha Date. So that, because he relies on his agent. When he gives agency over, he's being somech on this agent to do his bidding. And he depends on him to fulfill the agency that he invested in him. By his friend, where he says, guy, do me a favor. He's not somech das that it's really going to happen. He just says, do me a favor. So when he doesn't do a favor, you would think, we would think, had you written shlucho in our Mishnah, you would think that's not deceitful behavior. So therefore, the Chiddush is in our Mishnah, we say Chaveiro, to teach us that even if it's a friend, where he's not so mechdat, the behavior is inappropriate, and it's deceitful for him, the friend, to go and marry the woman for himself when someone else asked him a favor to do it on their behalf. Now, Hatam Rebu Tukamashmalan, in the Mishnah earlier, in the previous parak, when it says, Omer Lishlucho, over there, why is Lishlech Di'itana Omer Lechaveiro? Had we written Chaveiro over there, Hava Mina Chaveiro Hu, Dechid Kach Rebomakom Acher Eina Mekudeshet, the Mishnah discussed the case where the Shliach, when the Mishalech sends the Shliach to a specific location, and says, marry me the woman in this location. So the question was, is that, when he sends to that location, is that a Mare Makom? He's just telling him, that's probably where she is, but if you marry her for me somewhere else, that's okay. Or is he being specific, that you must marry her for me in that location, and nowhere else? So now, had the Mishnah over there written Chaveiro and not Shliach, I would have thought, when he changes location, when the person who sent out this agent, or when this person who asked his friend to do it on his behalf, if the friend or the agent goes and does it somewhere else, there we say, that's only when it was a friend. The Savar Lo Torach. Because he thinks by a friend, he's asking him a favor. He says, you know what, you happen to be going over there anyway, marry her in that location. He does not expect him to go to the other location or do any other effort on his behalf. And therefore, if the friend does do that effort, we say that that was not what the power that was invested in him by the sender. Aval shlucho, when it comes to an agent, the tarach, that shlucho is that agency that he is invested with from the sender, is to do whatever his bidding is, to work and make sure that it gets taken care of. So then we could say, maybe we could say that the sender believes that, if I tell him a location, if it's not in that location, they'll go find the other location. He'll do whatever it takes to get this kedushin done. Kamash Malan, that even when he appoints him as an agent, as a shliach, if he goes to another location, the kedushin fails, because whatever he said, when he said the location, he meant that location, and no other location. So that was the chiddush over there. Now, Ravin Chasido, when the Gemara uses the term Chasid, here, it's usually someone who's medaktik b'mitzvot, he went out to marry a woman for his son. Those are the points I have over here, that obviously he cannot be a shliach for his son, because we saw earlier in the Gemara that the Gemara considered a chutzpah for a son to appoint his father as a shliach. So it must be the case here, like we saw back in the Daf Mem Hei, that the son went before his father and explained to him, look, I really like this woman, and I hope that someone could help me out to marry her. Then the father, acting on his own volition, goes to marry the son, or goes to marry, get this woman for his son. Meaning that it's not that he was appointed an official agent, but he's acting on an agency because of the confidence that his son confided in him. So now the Gemara says, well, so he went to marry for his son, but instead he married the woman for himself. Don't we have a bright smash also? Okay, fine, he's allowed to do this, but this is not the type of behavior you expect from Rabin Chasido. So it says, Lo Avila Niale. They were not willing to give this woman for Rabin Chasida's son. Meaning that they didn't feel that the son was of a high enough caliber for this woman, so they refused to marry her off to this son. But to Rav and Chassid himself, they were willing to do it. Rav says, well, nevertheless, he should have told his son. I mean, in the interim, he says, listen, they're not going to give it to you. I'm going to marry her, at least tell him, so that it wouldn't look like he's doing this in an underhanded manner. So Rav says, he was afraid that by the time he got back to his son to give him tell him that they weren't willing to marry the son, then he'd come back to try to marry her. In the interim, someone else would come and try to marry the woman, and he would lose out. So he had to seize the moment in order to marry her. Rav Barachano, Yav Lezuzah the Rav. Rav Barachano gave money to Rav. Amar Zavna Yaleh Hayara, buy me this plot of land. Also, Zavna and Lenavshe. Rav went ahead and bought the land for himself. Vehatanyo. Right, don't we have a brace? Amash also sui, Elishanak Bominak Ramut. Right, mean that, okay, fine, Rav's allowed to do that. It is his property in the end, but this is not proper behavior. This is deceitful behavior. We don't expect that from Rav. So when it says, Vaaga Dalima Havel. It was a location where the people were like mafioso. They were strong men. They weren't willing to sell the land to anybody. They would only sell it to people who they approved of. So Rav, now gave a kavod. When it comes to Rav, they gave him enough kavod. They held him at high enough esteem that they're willing to sell him. Rav Rechana, now gave a kavod. But Rav Rechana, they didn't find or didn't give him the due kavod, and therefore they didn't believe they had to sell it to him. And because of that, they weren't willing to sell it to Rav Barachana. So Gemara says again, he bought the idea. Okay, at least Rav should have told Rav Barachana. The reason he's buying it is because they refused to sell it to Rav Barachana. Rav thought that if he went back to tell Rav Barachana, by the time he got back there, they would have sold the land to someone else. So in order to ensure that the land was, he was able to buy the land, he did it immediately, before he was able to go and tell Rav Barachana that they refused to sell it to Rav Barachana. Gilda Abam Hapich Bahayaro. Gilda was looking at a piece of land. He was considering buying this piece of land. Also, Rabbi Abba Zavno. So Rabbi Abba came and pulled the carpet out from under him, and he bought the land after Rav Gilda had been looking at it and looked like he was going to buy it. Also, Rav Gilda Kabbalah, the Rabbi Zeira. So Rav Gilda went and lodged his complaint that Rabbi Zeira told over the story of Rabbi Zeira. Also, Rabbi Zeira Kabbalah, the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Zeira took up the complaint and filed that complaint with Yitzchak Nafcha. Amalei. Hamtenai Chileh, it's Lindel the Regal. Let's wait until he comes up there to Israel for the regel, kisalak ashkache. When he came up, they found him. He found him. Amar lei, onim hapech bichorra. Even an e who's looking at a piece of bread, something that he has his eye on. Now the way Rashi explains it, later on we'll see that Tosfos may disagree, that he's mechazer achareha. This goodbye, he's trying to get hold of this item, meaning that mina hefker or shinelo balabayit, either from the hefker or from another individual for the individual to give it to him. Ve ba'acher v'natlan menu, and another person comes and steals it from under him. I mean, not steal, but takes it from under him. He goes and grabs the hefker first, or he goes and gets it from the baal bayit first. My, what's the din? Amalei nikra rasha. That's not proper behavior, right? That you see someone else trying to buy something, or trying to get acquire, or looking into something, and then you go under them and take it away. That's not appropriate behavior. So I said, Amar, my time of idochi. Why did you do such a thing? We know that you just bought the property that Rav Gidl was looking at. So Rav Yapa, what are you doing? Amalei lo aviyadano. So I didn't know that Rav Gidl was looking at the property. Had I known that Rav Gidl was looking at the property, I never would have bought it. But now that I know, Hashanami Nitva Neale Mar. So he says, all right, now that you know, give it to him. Sell it or give it to Rav Gidl. Amalei Zvune Lo Mazvinala. I refuse to sell it to him. Why? The Arakamaitahi. It's my first land that I ever bought. It's my first purchase. Lo Masalmna Milsa. It's not a good day. It's not good mazel to sell your first purchase or your first acquisition. But I'm willing to give it to him as a gift. Rav Gidl refused to go into the property. He was unwilling to accept the gift because it says, whoever hates gifts will live a long life. Rabbi Abba refused to go down to the property now or take possession of the property. Because now he knew that Rav Gidl had been looking at it beforehand, and therefore he felt that that it was inappropriate for him to take possession of the land because Rav Gidl was looking at it before him. Both of them refused to go down. And it was called the Ara Durabonon, meaning the land of the Rabbonon, because neither of them were willing to go down or take possession of the land. And therefore it was left over, as Rashi says, it was left over for the students to use, or was left in kind of a hefker. Nobody took real possession over it. I mentioned earlier that Tosfos actually disagrees with Rashi's explanation of Ani Amapech Bechara. When it came to Rashi, Rashi says that Ani Amapech Bechara applies both to hefker, or something that he's trying to get or transact with a owner. So if someone else comes and jumps in on that, that is a violation of Ani Amapech Bechara, and therefore he's called a Rasha. Tosfos disagrees, and he brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that Ani Amapech Bechara only applies el adafka shirotze ani laharviach b'schirut or shirotze liknot davar achad becharveiro makdim bekoneh. It's only in an instance where there is some sort of transactional business taking place, where a person, ani, is trying to either make some money through renting or renting out or renting it or buying something. In that case, if you jump in front of him, you cut him off or undercut him or undermine his abilities, that is a violation of ani amahapech b'charura. But when it comes to hefker, that if the charura was hefker, if something's hefker, like a isur, there is no isur. Why? Right, that he won't find anyone. Meaning hefker is unique. Hefker is a one-of-a-type item. So therefore, when it comes to one-of-a-type items, you could argue that, you know, I have equal rights to it that he does, because whoever gets it first is going to be zochah, there won't be anything else. But when it comes to transaction, when it comes to doing business, the guy can say, well, why you, I got worked on, I started working on this, now all of a sudden you jumped in, go, there are other places to buy this stuff. You can buy it here, you can buy it there, you can find this, you can create business somewhere else. Don't step on my feet. That's not true by hefker. So this says Ani Apach Bachara only deals with transactional or business issues, not with hefker. He does say even in hefker there can be cases of Ani Apach Bachara, but it's not really Ani Apach Bachara, but it's Yored Lumenato. That means that if there's something or instances where through the umanos you're in an area that is hefker, but if you come, for instance, two fishermen, a guy's out there fishing, and he establishes an area where he's catching fish, or he puts a dead fish in his net, and all these other fish come around, and then the other guy shows up and starts catching the fish that the first guy succeeded in bringing over, that even though the fish technically are hefker, nevertheless, there we say that he's Yored Lumenato. He's saying, go to another location. You get the fish wherever you want. You put your food in and get your fish. Why are you coming over here to take the fish that I got? So even there where it's hefker, nevertheless, we say that he may not take that which the first person did because he's Yored Lumenato. He's impinging or he's infringing on his business, and that we don't allow. So it's an interesting case that the at the end here that it brought down. It says, Mikan Yer L'Rabbi Yitzchak, at the end of the Tosfos, She'asur L'Melamayed Ha'skir Atzmo L'Baal Bayit, She'ish L'Melamayed Acher B'Beito. That a teacher may not rent himself out or put himself, hire himself out to a family if that family already has a teacher. Meaning that if there's a teacher there already, he can't come in because the guy will say, the first teacher will say, go find some other work. There's other work out there. Why are you coming to this Baal Bayit? The only way you can do it is if the Baal Bayit says that he's not going to keep the first teacher. If he says, I'm already getting rid of the first teacher, then the second one can come in. But if he was equally happy with either teacher, then the second teacher can't come in and knock off the first teacher, because that's Yored Lumenato. He's infringing on his parnosa. Whereas on the other hand, the other way around, what happens if a Baal Bayit, a person hires a teacher, and then another Baal Bayit sees the teacher and says, ooh, I want that teacher, he's the best teacher here. Can he go and take it out from under him? So there it doesn't say yes, because that's like the equivalent of hefker. Because the person can say that I'm only able to learn, right? Or I think this will be the best teacher for my son, or I think this will be the best melamed, and if I'm unwilling, I cannot find a replacement for it. So again, if it's a unique item, Tosfos says, then it's free for all. Meaning that first come, first serve. Whoever gets it, because it's an irreplaceable for it. You can't claim to the person, go take something else. Why are you infringing on my business, or why are you infringing on my choices? But if there are equal opportunities besides the opportunity that's here, then we say to him, that's Ani Mapech Bechara. And if you come and take it away from him, that is Nikra Rasha, because you've taken something that otherwise can be gotten or had somewhere else. So now we're going to continue with the Mishnah. We said the Mishnah that Chenu Mar Lishayit Kachili, right, that if a woman says, he says to a woman, get married to me, Lachar Shloshim Yom, and then we discuss the possibility that others come in the interim and generate kiddushin with this woman. Now Gemara says, what happens? Lo ba'acher v'kiddusha b'toch shloshim yom. Mahu. What's the din if nobody comes in the interim and at the end of the 30 days expire? What's the din? Rav Shmuel d'Amrei Tavayu mikudeshet, that she's married, because that was it. He said after 30 days we'll be married. Nothing happened in the interim, so they're married at the end of the 30 days. Ve'afal peish nitachlu ma'ot. Even if the money is no longer extant, even though the money is no longer there, my time. Because they're not like a loan, and they're not like a picadon. Lipikadon lo domo, they're not like a picadon where someone is giving over an object for the shomer to watch, or he's giving an object to this woman to watch on his behalf, and later on he wants to be mikadesh with it. Right? Picadon b'shuta demarukim etachle. Right? A picadon remains in the possession of the original owner, and it diminishes in value in possession of the original owner. V'hani b'shuta didokam etachle. But this item is in her possession, and it's diminishing value, or it's being spent by her, not by the original owner. What's the difference? By pikadon, we require that a pruta be left, because when he originally gave it to her, he gave it to her b'torat pikadon. He gave it to her to watch. Then later on he says, well, that my item that still belongs to me, use that to be married. So you need a pruta left in it in order to marry with it. But over here we don't need a pruta left over because this is in a pikadon. He's not giving it to her to watch, and it's still under his ownership. He's giving it to her. She has full ownership over it. The milva namilo domo, it's not like a loan, and we know that a mekadesh milva eino mikudeshet. Why? Because milva lo tzonitno. When it comes to a milva, right, the original money that was handed to the woman as a loan, she can use for her own purposes. Then later on, he wants to be mekadesh with that money. That money is no longer there. So that doesn't work. But hani b'torat kedushin avin elah. This money, when he gave it to her originally, he never gave it to her as a loan. He gave it to her as kedushin. And so the money became hers immediately, b'shem kedushin, al tnai that the kedushin go through. And because of that, even after the 30 days, if they're not there, it's not considered a loan. It's her money, and she spent her money. And that is good kedushin. Now, what happens in another case? Lo ba'acher v'kidsha v'chozra ba. What? Nobody else came to be mekadesh in the interim, but she wants to reverse. She wants to back out of the kiddushin. Ma, what's the din? Yochanan mar chuzeret. She has the ability to reverse her position and say, I don't want to get married. Why? Ati dibor mevatel dibor. She accepted the kiddushin al yidei dibor, and now she can refuse to accept al yidei dibor. Yishalakash amar, eno chuzeret. Right? She cannot reverse her position. Once she's accepted the original kiddushin, they're in effect, and they just take effect, or they're chal on the 30th day, but she has no ability to reverse them. Why? Loati dibor umvatel dibor. A statement can't come and undermine a previous statement. So, hey, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is that really true? That a previous statement can't undermine a previous statement? Right? Bitel. If a person appointed a shliach, appointed an agent, to go be mafrish truma on his behalf. Bitel. And then he said, you know what? I take away the agency. I annul the agency that I gave him. I don't want him to be mafish truma for me. Ad shelo tarum bitel. If he was successful, he annulled it before the shliach did his bidding and went out and was toreim. Ein trumato truma. Then the truma is invalid. It's not good truma. Over here is a dibor of a dibor who, right? So over here you have what he created the agency through speaking. And then, now he reverses, he annuls the agency through speaking, and he's able to be mevatelet. V'ka'ati dibor u'mevatel dibor. And we see that a new statement, can undermine or reverse a previous statement. So Mara says, no, shiny netina ma'ot liyadisha. Kiddushin is actually different. D'chima aseh damu. Right, that it's different, meaning that you're right. If it was pure dibor, if it was a pure statement, then you can take another statement and reverse the previous statement. That's only true when it was a statement. But if you took action along with your statement, then a subsequent statement cannot reverse both a statement and action. And kiddushin involves both a statement and a quasi-action over here. So, therefore, the kiddushin that are generated here cannot be reversed by a statement. So even though the kiddushin are not chal right away, it's still considered a maise because it will happen after 30 days. So it has a trappings of a maase to it. And the reason that Reish Lakish calls it a dibor is because it's not like a regular maisa. Maisa happens right away, and it's chal right away. Here, the maisa is deferred. But nevertheless, there is some action here, and therefore she cannot reverse it. V'lati dibor mevatel maisa, and therefore dibor, her statement now, cannot reverse the original maisa, kiddushin. So, Rabbi Yochanan asks another question to Reish Lakish. Hashleach get the ishto. Someone who sends a get to his wife through an agent. Then v'yigia b'shleach, and he happens to bump into the agent. Oh, shlach achrav shlach. Oh, he sent another agent after him to reverse it. V'amarlo, get shenatati lach lecha batelhu. The get that I gave to you is batel, meaning that you no longer, I am annulling your agency. Hariz it batel. It works. V'anitiyah get liyad shliach, v'chinitiyah ma'ot liyad isha adami. Right, why is it any different? Here, you gave money to a woman for kiddushin. Over there, you're giving a get to a shliach, right, to give to the woman. So, it's the same thing, and yet, Victania is a batel. He's able to reverse it. He's able, through a dibor, to reverse the giving of the get to the shliach. Or it says, Hatanami, wait a minute. Over there by the get, there's no action there. That's not comparable to giving a kiddushin to a woman. In the instance where the man is giving the kiddushin to the woman, that is the effectiveness of the kiddushin. By a get, as long as the get hasn't reached the woman's hand, right, then it's dibor v'diborhor. Right, that it's not a action, but simply a dibor. Ati dibor mevatel dibor, and therefore one dibor can knock off another dibor. I mean, according to Reish Lakish, when it comes to a get, the giving of the get to an agent to deliver it to the woman is the equivalent of just extending your hand further. I mean, that nothing has changed yet. The get is not effective. The get is only effective when it's actually handed to the woman. If you hand the get to the woman, that's a maase. Just like when you hand the money to the woman for the kiddushin, that's a maase, because that's when it's chal, or that's when it generates the process that will stall the chalut shem yakidushin. But over here, when he gives the get to his shliach, there's no halachic ramification in giving it to the shliach in terms of the get. The get only becomes effective once it reaches the isha. Therefore, according to Reish Lakish, this is a dibor and a dibor, and therefore you're able to undermine it because there is no masa involved. So, Eitei Reish Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. Now Reish Lakish asks on Rabbi Yochanan, by tum'ah, we have a din by tum'ah. In general, that when you have kelim can only be mekabel tum'ah when they have had gemar melachtan, when they reach their end state. Before they reach their end state, they are not mekabel tum'ah. How do we know when they've reached their end state? Well, either someone takes action, they do something that makes it look like it's an end state, or in their mind they say, this is the way I'm going to use it. Now, this only becomes an issue when there are different stages along the way where someone could use something or continue to process it. For instance, leather. Someone takes a piece of leather, they could at some point along the way decide they have a nice long big piece of leather, they're going to use it for a throw on their couch. So if they did that, that's the Gemar Malocha. That leather is now done. If that's done, it can be Mekabel Tumah. On the other hand, he could continue to process it, cut it up, use it to make into shoes, to, smooth it out more. There are other processes that he could continue with to do something else with it. So, if he has a machshava, if any money thinks, you know what, I'm going to use this as a throw, then it could already be Mekabel Tumah. Or then if he does some masa, he does some action that he puts it out, or he cuts it in a way that makes it look like that's the end of what he's going to do, that will make it Ro'oi Lekabel Tumah. On the other hand, if he goes and starts to work the leather and continue to work the leather, it's clear that he's not using it as a throw, and he's leaving it to a later stage where there will be a Gemara Melocha. So here the Gemara says, Kol HaKelim Yordim Lidei Tumatan B'machshava, that just through a simple thought of wanting to use the kli, meaning that you think the kli is done, that's enough to make it available to be Mekabel Tumah. Ve'in Olim Lidei Tumatan El B'Shinu Ma'aseh. But if you want to remove Tumah from a kli, or if you want to remove, again, the its ability to be Mekabel Tumah, you need a Shinu Ma'aseh, you need an action to show that. So for instance, if you made the leather into a throw on the couch, if you now want to use it for shoes, you got to start cutting it, or you got to start smoothing it down. So that's an action that can reverse your previous machshava or previous action of making it into a throw. Also, if a kli becomes tameh, the only way to make it tameh is to be mevatelet, to ruin it from its current usage. In the Mishnayot and Kelim, the classic examples are they cut a hole in the kli so that it no longer can hold what it held before. So now, what do we conclude from this? That ma'aseh motzi miyad ma'aseh umiyad machshava. That only an action can reverse a previous action or a previous thought. But machshava, when it comes to a thought, you can bring something to tumah, meaning that you can make it available to me, mekabel tumah through machshava. Well, machshava ino motzia lo miyad ma'aseh v'lo yod miyad machshava. But a thought cannot, or a dibur, a statement, cannot reverse a previous statement or a previous action. So now, bishlamo miyad ma'aseh lo mifka, that it can't mafka, it can't take it out. A machshava can't remove a previous action. Tlati dibor matomase, because you can't have a dibor come and reverse. You can't have a statement come and reverse a previous action. The action is too strong to be reversed simply by words. You need to take another action to reverse it. El yadi machshava miyatapik. Why can't it reverse the previous machshava? If you had a machshava beforehand, why can't you have a new machshava to reverse the previous machshava? It'll be dibor. And then another dibor, so your later statement can reverse your previous statement, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Mara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, shani machshava de tumah. By tumah, machshava is different. Dechi ma'aseh dami. It's the equivalent of action. Machshava by tumah is the equivalent of action. Why is that? Uch de Rav Papa. Because we have a din by Rav Papa. Rav Papa, Rami, Ktiv, it says, at the end of Parshat Shmini, there the Torah is talking about things that are, how things become mukhshar the kabel tumah. In order for an item to become tumah, it also has to be washed in one of the seven mashkim. So how does this happen? How does this water come, or how does this item get washed in order to be machshiret lekabel tumah? So it says, the pasuk says, ki yutan ma'im al kli, that if water is placed on a kli. But the way the word yutan is written, it's written yud, taf, nun sofit. So if you read it without nukudot, you would read it as ki yitain. Even though the nukudot, mesorah, we have is ki yutan. Right? So Papa says, k'tiv, it's written in the pasuk ki yitain. V'krinin, the way we read it is ki yutan. Haketzad. Is it yitain? Yitain means someone who does something actively. Yutan is something that happens through passive, meaning that it happened to the item, not that you actively do it to the item. Ki yitain sounds like you did it to the item. So ki yutan, dumiyat yitain, that if it happens passively, it has to happen the same way that it was done actively. Ma yitain denechale, that if you actively put a liquid or washed an item, then that is obviously you're doing it because that's what you want to do. If you want to do it, then it's makshir the kabel tumah. Afyutan denechle, also if it happens passively, meaning that if it happens by itself that the it rained on this utensil, right, then it'll also be makshir lekavatumo on the condition that you are happy with that, the fact that it's raining on the kli. If you think, oh great, you know, now the rain came down and it's washing the kli, that's great. But if you think, oh gosh, the rain's going to ruin the kli, this is horrible, I don't want this to happen, then that will not be makshir lekavatumo. So what do you see from here? You see from here that the Torah calls it an action, because it says kitain, it's written kitain, even though it's happening three kiyutan, it's happening passively, you're not doing anything, the water's falling in without you being there, but simply your makshava to say that I like what's happening is enough to be considered as if it's kitain the way the Torah is written. So therefore, makshava of tuma is like a ma'aseh. So according to so far in the Gemara, we have machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The way we set it up this in this case is that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both agree that if it was a dibor and a dibor, it was two statements, that they would not be able to reverse a previous statement. Now, when do we say, according to Reish Lakish, that it cannot be reversed? That's Kiddushin. Kiddushin is an unusual case because it's like a quasi-ma'aseh. Since it's a quasi-ma'aseh, he has the ability to reverse the she does not have the ability to reverse the previous statement, action of Kiddushin, because of that quasi-action, and therefore it would be like a dibor coming to reverse an action, which you know doesn't happen. On the other hand, if it's pure dibor and dibor, then you could reverse it, and we have examples of that by get and by truma, where you can see that a pure dibor, if a person sends out a shliach to take off truma, if he reverses that shlichus, it works. Also by get, if a person sends a get to a woman, there's no action that's taking place, and therefore if he has a dibor, he can reverse or annul the agent right before the get reaches the woman. So then, when it comes to Tuma, by Tuma we see that Dibor is no Atimide Dibor. So truthfully, it's also a question, a little bit of a question on Reish Lakish himself, the way we set it up now, but especially on Rabbi Yochanan, that how could you have a, by Tuma we say Machshava, a thought can't remove a previous thought, or a Dibor can't remove a previous Dibor. Why is that? So the Gemara says that's because Tuma is different. Tuma has the equivalent of action. Even a Machshava has the equivalent of action. And therefore, the original Machshava was like an action, and now the new Machshava is not strong enough to remove the previous action, and therefore the tumah will remain until you do a maaseh to reverse it. So that's the first way the Gemara learns. Rav Zvid, matnil hashmaita aha. Rav Zvid learned this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, not on our Mishnah, but on a different case. What's that? V'chein, this is a Mishnah further on in our Masechta. V'chein, he should not know reshut l'shlucha l'kadsha. She gives permission to an agent to accept kedushin on her behalf. V'chalcha hi v'kadsha datzma. In interim, she goes and accepts kedushin for herself. If hers was first, meaning that she accepted kedushin first, then kiddushin, kiddushim, then her kiddushin are good kiddushin, and the shliach's obviously not, because she's already married. If the agent's kiddushin happened first, then in kiddushin, kiddushin, then the shliach's agent, the shliach was a proper agent, and when he acted, he accepted kiddushin on her behalf properly, and therefore when she acted afterwards, she was already married, so she can't have kiddushin. Lo kachet atzma v'chazra ba. What happens if instead of being mekadesh herself to, meaning to accept kedushin on her own behalf before the shliach did it, that was what was mevatel the shliach. What happens if she's a chazra? She tried to annul the shlichut. She said the shliach to accept kedushin on her behalf, and then she annuls the shlichut. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chuzeret. She's able to do that. She's able to reverse that. Reish Lakish Amar ino chuzeret. Shlaga says she may not. She cannot reverse such a statement. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chuzeret ati dibor umevatel dibor. Yochanan says that you can reverse it. Why? Because she made one statement, which was the appointing of the agent. Now she makes another statement, which is annulling the agency. She could do that. She can't reverse herself. You can't have a statement come and reverse a previous statement. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is going to answer Reish Lakish all the questions we had before. Bitel achelo torom. Bitel ein trumato truma. Right, if he goes ahead and sends out an agent to take off truma for him, and then he annuls that agency, if he annuls the agency prior to him being mafish the truma, then ain't truma. The agent's truma is not a good truma, because he reversed it. So Amarovo, Chomai Skinan, how are we going to explain that case over there? The case, going to Kodom Balabayit, Vitarim et Kiryel. The case, not where the Balabayit annulled the agency by saying, your agency is no good, but he went ahead himself and took action on his own behalf. And when he took action on his own behalf, that action is enough to reverse the statement or the empowering of the agent, davele masa. If it's a masa, then we can have a dibor come and reverse a masa. So now, itve, Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan our case from again. Kolakim yodim l'day tumatan b'machshava. Vein only mit tumatan el b'shunim aseh. They can become tameh. They can become mukshar the kabel tumah with a just a machshava. But it takes a maseh to reverse a tumah or to reverse a machshava that allows them to be mekabel tumah. Maseh mutzi miyad maseh umiyad machshava. An action can reverse a previous action or a previous thought. Machshava. But a thought, a new thought can't reverse a previous thought, or a new dibur can't reverse a previous dibur, and a new dibur can't reverse a previous action for sure. So the Gemara says, bishlam miyad maaseh lo mafka. Makes sense that it can't reverse a machshava, can't reverse a maaseh. Lo ati dibur mematel maaseh. We can't say you have a statement here that reverses a previous action. The action is too strong for a dibur, a simple statement, to reverse. Ella miyad machshava miyatapik. Right, it should at least be able to reverse a previous statement. They're on equivalent, they're equal value. You have a dibur and a dibur, a machshava and machshava. They should be able to reverse the previous statements. So that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is a problem for Rabbi Yochanan Shita, which says when you have a dibur and a dibur, you can reverse yourself. Right, we said this for the same answer we had before, which is that machshava by tuma is the equivalent of an action. It's equivalent of a maaseh. And could the Rav Papa, like Rav Papa, the Rav Papa, Rami Ktiv Ki Itain Vikrina and Ki Yutan. Haketzad, how does it work? Ki yutan dumni yadayitain. Ma yitain, if you actively put the water on the kli to be makshar the kabel tumah denechle, it's clear that it's good because you're doing it. Ap yutan nami denechle, also, if it happened passively, that you didn't do it, but water happened on this kli, and denechle, and you're happy with it, then that will be makshar the kabel tumah. So again, we see, like Rashi stated above, that you're in a passive state, you can create the equivalent of what would be an action of ki yitain. So therefore, machshava by tuma that creates the heksha, the kabel tuma, is a pum to maaseh, and to reverse it, you only can do it through a maaseh. You can't do it through a simple machshava. So eitve Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish, the case from get that we had again on the previous amud. Shliach get liishto v'yegiyah b'shliach. He sends a get to his wife v'yegiyah b'shliach, and then he catches up to the shliach. O shalach krav shliach, or he sends another agent after him. Remember, no get shenatati lach, but tell who. The get that I gave to you, or the lecha that I gave to you as the agent is no longer valid. Harizit batel. He stops the agency. So tiyufta Reish Lakish, tiyufta. This is a strong question against Reish Lakish. So as opposed to in the previous, when we learned that the Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan were arguing on our Mishnah, we said that Reish Lakish's shita on our Mishnah was because Kiddushin is like a maaseh. So therefore we could get out of all these problems before by saying simply that these are dibur and dibur cases, and Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan in those cases. But now, when we say that the case, or the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is on this case where the woman appoints a shliach to accept kedushin on her behalf, there is no maaseh. There is no maaseh kedushin. If there's no maaseh kedushin, that means that Reish Lakish really believes dibor cannot reverse a previous dibor. So therefore, by truma, he has to give a different answer. Before he said, truma is dibor and dibor, I think that's okay. But over here, he couldn't say that. So over here, he says that problem by truma is that he took action. The man went out and did something to reverse it. But by get now, before by get, he also said that it was dibur and dibur, and that's okay, because I think dibur and dibur can reverse, only dibur and maaseh can't reverse. But now that Reish Lakish believes, really, that dibur and dibur cannot reverse themselves, how are you going to explain the case of get? Here the man is reversing an agent that he created before simply by stating it, and there's no way to get around it. So tiyuf to Reish Lakish, tiyuf, that's a very strong question against Reish Lakish. Even in the first way we read the Gemara, even according to the way that we read the Gemara, that Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is on our Mishnah here. Va'afagav de'ikla meimar, you could have made a case to say shiny netina ma'ot liyadi shakim maaseh dami. You could have said truthfully Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is only on the Mishnah further on, and therefore in our Mishnah over here, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Reish Lakish that it doesn't work because it's kemaaseh dami, that kedushin, even though it's not effective for 30 days, there is an action or quasi-action now, and that's enough to stop you from being able to be chozer to reversing the transaction. Nevertheless, afil hachi, ati dibur mevatel dibur. Nevertheless, we say, despite that fact, we say there is no difference, and Allah Chazak Rabbi Yochanan over here, by Kiddushin, that you can, simply through a statement, reverse what previously happened in Kiddushin, if the Kiddushin are not effective yet. So, v'kashe hilchasa hilchasa. The fact that we pass on Allah Chazak Rabbi Yochanan creates a problem for the fact that we have another halacha. What's that? Amar Hilchasuk Rabbi Yochanan, he said Hilchasuk Rabbi Yochanan, Mekaimalon Hilchasuk Rav Nachman. We also pass on the halacha like Rav Nachman. What's the case of Rav Nachman? Dibailu. Mahu Shiachzor V'Yigareshpo. This case of get, where the husband sends out an agent to take the get, and then somehow he annuls the agency. He annuls the agent from taking the get, or he meets the agent and says, don't no longer give her the get. So he says, can that get, once he gets that get back, can he use that get again to divorce his wife? Is the get still effective? So Rav Nachman Amar Chozer Megarish Bel. The get is still effective, and you can be a Megarish with it again. Rav Sheshet Amar Eino Chozer Megarish Bel. She says you cannot use it again. Why? Because you were mevatel the agency. When you mevatel the agency, it ruined the get. So it sounds like from Rav Nachman that you cannot be mevatel the agency. Why can you use the get again? Because the get remains effective because you couldn't ruin it. You couldn't reverse that which you did earlier. Yet we just passed on like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that a dibor can reverse what you did earlier. So Gemara says, no, you can differentiate. There's a nuance between these two cases. Right? We passed on like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that by a shliach, by an agent, you can use a dibor to annul a previous dibor. He can remove the agency that, or what he empowered this agent to do. That he can remove. But the get itself, he didn't change. He didn't say the get is invalid. He said that the agency is invalid. And if the agency is invalid, the get could still stand and be a kosher get. And therefore, we can pass him like Rabbi Yochanan says you can reverse the agency. And we can pass him like Rabbi Nachman says the get is still a valid get. Over here, Tosfos points out that the fi ar sugya, if the person explicitly stated that the get should be batel, then it would work. I mean, that if he says the get should be invalid, not only right can he reverse the shlichus, reverse the agency, he can also reverse the get. He can make the get into an invalid get. Whereas in the Gemara, when we learned in Gittin on Daf Lamed Bet, the Girsa over there is a little different and says that Gufa de Get mi Batil. It says over there, can you really be Mevatel a Get? I mean, not that he wasn't Mevatel a Get here, but rather a Get is impossible to be Mevatel. It's like money, right? You can't change money and say it's not money anymore. Same thing with a Get. Once a Get is a halachic kosher Get, you can't cast aspersions on a Get or say it's an invalid Get. Once the get is created, it's a valid get and remains in its tokif and its validity, no matter what you say. And if that's the case, based on the Gemara and Gittin, the conclusion would be different. That even if he said, I'm a vatel the get, it wouldn't change it, because a get can't be nit batel. All right, so continuing in the Gemara here, the Gemara now discusses our next part of our Mishnah. So the Mishnah continues and says, in a case where the man says, I am Mekadesh you after 30 days, and then in the interim, another person comes along and generates kiddushin with her. So now what's the halacha in this case? So the Gemara says, Amarav mikudesha l'sheni l'oldam, that the second guy's kiddushin are effective, and the second guy now, since his kiddushin were finished first, his kiddushin persists forever, and the first guy's out of the picture. Ushmor amar mikudesha l'sheni ad lamed yom, that he's only married to the second guy up to the 30-day point. After the 30-day mark, right, the second guy's kedushin stop, and the first guy's kedushin, which he had done before the second guy, go into effect at the 30th day. So Yati Rav Chisda said, what? How could you say such a thing? Kedushin sheni be my pake. Once the second guy generated kedushin with this woman, how are they being removed? I mean, once you're mitkadesh to an isha, the only way to get rid of kedushin is through a get. You can't have kedushin be effective and then all of a sudden disappear because maybe there was somebody else there beforehand. That doesn't work. You had this problem because you learned the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel on that first case, the case where he went to a woman and said, I'm marrying you in 30 days time. But Vikashale, that's why you came up with the problem. Rav Yehuda, Seifa Matni Lo. Rav Yehuda learned on the second half of our mission, in the case where he says, Me'achsha v'adlacha ar yom ed yom. From now until 30 days, we're going to get married. And then in the interim, somebody came and generated kedushin to her, Velo Kashale. And then we don't have this problem. Why? Me'achsha v'adlacha shloshim yom. Amarav mikudeshet ve'enu mikudeshet le'olam. We have a safek now when it's ma'achshav l'achar shloshim yom, and then a second person comes and generates kedushin before the 30 days are up. Right? We have a safek forever that persists forever whether she's married to the first guy or the second guy. Shmuel mikudeshet ve'enu mikudeshet ad yom yom. The safek only persists until the 30 days. L'achar blam yom pakei kedushay sheni. After the 30-day point, the second guy's kedushin are gone. We don't worry about them anymore. But gamri kedushay rishon, and the first guy's kedushin are effective, and there's nothing to talk about anymore. Why is this? The rab misfekalei. When a person says me'achshav l'achal lamed yom, there are two possibilities about what he means. Me'achshav l'achal yom can mean now, and the kedushin are effective immediately. L'achal lamed yom is we just wait for 30 days. That's a t'nai. That's an external condition to the kedushin. Kedushin are chal immediately. I just say, we wait 30 days. If there's nothing that changes in the 30 days, then the kedushin are effective from this moment. That's one possibility. Or the other possibility is, me'achshav l'achal lamed yom, is that really he originally wanted to marry her now, me'achshav. Then he changed his mind and said, la'achar shloshim yom. And he said, you know what, I don't want to get married now, I want to get married after 30 days. It's a chazara. He's reversing his position. So the Rav, misfekele, Rav has a doubt about this. Itanohavit, is it a condition? I mean, the kedushin are effective immediately, and there's this t'nai left over, ichazara havi, or is it a reversal of his original position? Since we have this suffix, right, if it was a tnai, then the first guy gets the kedushin, because the kedushin are effective immediately, just as long as the 30 days pass. If it's a chazar, if he's reversing his position, then the kedushin of the sheni are effective, because the second, the first guy's kedushin don't take effect until after the 30-day point. The Shmuel believes pshita lei the tnai havi. The Shmuel believes for certain that when a person uses me'achshav, ulachar, something, then that is equivalent of saying a tnai, meaning that everything is effective immediately, and that the postponement is only a condition, a residual condition that is external to the chalus shema kedushin, that says that the kedushin are effective now, just we have to wait till those 30 days expire. If everything's fine after those 30 days, the kedushin were effective from the original date. Upukta dehani tnai, it's similar to another machlokas we've seen earlier, we've seen this in Gittin and kedushin quoted. The Tanya, we have a brisa, meyom ulachar mita. Person says, gives a get to his wife and says it's effective today until after my death. Get, vein get, divrei chacham. The chacham say, we don't know if this is a good get or not. Why? We don't know if he meant get, it's a get today. Lachar mita is a tnai, that when I die, the get is effective from today. Or, we don't know if he meant that get, now, mayom. Oh no, I changed my mind, lachar mita. I really want the get to happen after mita, and then there is no get. So therefore, it's a safek. The chacham have a safek, whether this is a good get or not a good get. Rabbi Omar is a get. Rabbi says, this for certain is a good get. Why? He holds, like, again, like Shmuel, that it's a tnai. And when he says meyom alachamita, means the get's effective today, and the tonight, the condition is that I die. If I die, the get will be effective. Again, if she predeceases him, there will be no get over here. So now the Gemara says, "V'neima, why don't you make this simple? Name a Rav halacha kirabbanon. Instead of Rav stating his opinion, why doesn't he just say the halacha is like the rabbanon? V'neima Shmuel halacha kirabbi, and Shmuel could say the halacha is like Rabbi because their positions line up." The Gemara says, "Tzricha." Dilama Rav halacha kirabbanon. Had Rav said the halacha is like rabbanon, havamina, I would have thought hatam l'rechoka gate. Machlokas Rabbanon and Rabbi is in a case of Gittin, where he's trying to divorce her. When he's trying to divorce her, there we can say that there's a safek, whether it's a tnai, right, whether it's a tnai or it's a chazara, because he doesn't really want to divorce her. He wants to postpone the divorce as far as possible, because it's kashut on him. It's hard for him to get divorced. So therefore we could say that maybe there's a safek, whether it's the get is effective immediately and it's a tnai, or he really meant to reverse himself and say the get won't be effective till achar mita. Or, By kiddushin the kovakati that he's trying to get her closer, meaning that he wants to marry her, the sooner the better. Maybe he'll agree to Shmuel that it's a tanai. Everybody agrees that it's a tanai because he wants to get it done as fast as possible. So the kiddushin as meayom is for certain means that it's now effective now, and then the 30 days is just a condition. Via Mar Shmuel locha karabi, had Shmuel said the locha is like Rabbi, I would have thought hatam huda and get la acharmita. That over there it's because there's no get acharmita. There's no get after death. What does that mean? Ain't get bachar mita. The problem is that it's obvious that when it comes to a case where it says mayom al achar mita, everybody knows that you can't give a get once you're dead. Once you're dead, the reason the woman's not married to you is because you're dead and not because of the get. So therefore, he for certain meant by a get. That's why Rabbi says by a get, it has to be mean that he means it's effective today with the condition that he dies, that he passes away. Because otherwise the statement doesn't make sense. The other alternative of saying that it's a chazar, they reverse themselves, so it means he wants to give the get after miso, and that's not effective. Over here where kedushin can be effective today and after 30 days, they're equally good, right, opportunities to get married. Maybe Shmuel in that case would agree to Rav and say that by kedushin, we say that there is a safek. There is a safek of whether this is a reversal or tnai because both of them are equally good options. So Tricho, therefore we need them to come out and make their statement by Kiddushin, and we have the Machlokas, the Rabbi and the Chachamim by Gittin. So Amar Abaye, the Tamei the Rab, according to Rab's reasoning, Ba'echad v'amar la, Hariyat b'kadesh li ma'achshav l'achar la medyom. First guy comes along and says, we're having Kiddushin today, u'l'achar la medyom, and after 30 days. Ba'acher, and then the next guy comes along and says, we are at b'kadesh li ma'achshav l'achar esrim yom, that we're married from today until 20 days. Ba'acher, and then the last one comes, Amar la, Hariyat b'kadesh li ma'achshav l'achar asara yamim, that we're married today, and then after 10 days. Truthfully, you could just say, Hariyat Mekdesh Ali would just be just as good, but the mission is following a pattern, just so it says, you know, 30, 20, 10, but it's not necessary for the last one to say 10. If you got to marry, it says, Me'achshav, it would have been fine. Now, Mirishon Me'achron Tzricha Get. From the first and last guy, she needs a get. Me'emtza'i, Ena Tzricha Get. From the middle guy, she doesn't need a get. Why? Manavshach. Right? What are the two possibilities? Rav has a safek here. What's his safek? Either it's a tnai. A tnai means that the kedushin are effective immediately, and then if there's a residual tnai, after 30 days, if nothing's happened, then the kedushin are effective now. The other safek is that it's a reversal of position. If it's a reversal of position, that means that he's not Mitkadesh right now, and the first person to be Mitkadesh to her will be the one that we have to worry about. So that's the case. In the case here, we have the guy number one says now in 30 days, guy number two says now in 20 days, guy number three says now in 10 days. So now, if it was a condition, that's Nai, then whose Kedushin was first? The first guy's Kedushin. So his Kedushin are effective immediately, and he just has to, the 30-day time period has to elapse. And then, he would be the one that was married to her, so we need to get from him. On the other hand, if it was a Chazar, if it was a reversal position, then who is the one whose Kedushin went effective first? Well, the first guy says it's not till 30 days. The second guy said 20 days, the third guy said 10 days. So the third guy is the first one to have his Kedushin, quote-unquote, expire and be Chal, and therefore the third guy could be married to her. So the Safek would lead you to believe either the first guy or the last guy is married. The middle guy is for sure not married to her, so she only needs a get from the first guy and the last guy, not the middle guy, according to Rav. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course. What else? I mean, that's right. That's an obvious conclusion from Rav. Gemara says, Maudutema, Hai Lishna Mashma Tano, Umashma Chazora. Right? That we could have said that when you make the statement of Ma'akshav, we have a Safek, what it means. Does it mean Chazara, that you're reversing your position, or does it mean Tanai, that I'm effective now, but I have a residual condition in the effectiveness of what I am doing now? So you could have stated, right, well, you could have thought that that's subjective. That there's not an objective standard that says Ma'akshav will always be interpreted as being Tanai or Chazara, but it might be up to each individual person. If that's the case, you could come up with a scenario where the middle guy would also marry her, because if the first guy says Ma'akshav l'achar shloshim yom, and he meant Chazara, then the second guy comes along and says Ma'akshav l'achar esrim yom, from now until after 20 days, and he thought it meant Tanai. He thought it meant it was a condition. Then he's married. He's the first one to have effective Kiddushin, and she's married to the middle guy. She's married to the middle guy. She will also need a get from the middle guy. So Kamash Malon, that's what it is. The Kamash Malon, the Bai Gitim Kol Chai V'Chad, Kamash Malon, no. That when we say Ma'achshav al-Achar Yom, Achar so many Yom, or Achar anything, is what? There's one, two possibilities, and those are objective possibilities. Either everybody believes it's a Chazara, or everybody believes it's a Tanai. We don't have a mix and match. That's the objective view of what that statement means. And because of that, that's the Chiddush that teaches us that only the first and the last guy require a get, not the middle guy.